Hi everybody, and welcome to this week's devotions. This week I would like to talk about how to experience grace. How to experience more of God's grace in our lives. You know, recently we did a series at our church where we talked about grace, grace for life. And if you've missed that, I really want to encourage you to go and listen to it. It will be a blessing to you because the Bible places a big emphasis on God's grace. And God really wants us to experience His grace in life. You see, His grace is His ability, His empowerment that He wants us to experience in life. But just like when it comes to the will of God, the grace of God or experiencing His grace is not always automatic in life. And I want to share five things with you this week that the Bible says will help us to experience more of God's grace in our lives. And the first one I want to share today is the most important one, because without this, we will not be able to walk in the grace of God. And today I want to talk about faith. You see, there's a balance between grace and faith, and we need to understand both in order to experience what God has for us. But the Bible says in Ephesians 2 verse 8, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." But we see here, technically, we're not saved just by grace, and we're not saved just by faith. We are saved by grace through faith. You see, we still need to put our faith in the grace of God in order to experience God's grace and in order to experience what He has already provided for us. And you might read this and think, Janu, this is definitely true when it comes to salvation or getting saved. We need to believe in what Jesus did for us. But the Greek word used there for saved is the word sozo. And that refers to forgiveness, but it also refers to healing. It refers to provision. It refers to freedom and deliverance. All the wonderful things that God has made available to us. So in order for us to experience it, we need to believe. You see, the grace of God provided it, but now we receive it by faith. Grace is Jesus saying, "I provided for you." And faith is us saying, we receive it. But we need to mix faith with the grace of God. The Bible also says in Romans 5, verse 1 and 2, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God." What gives us access to grace? What will help us to experience grace in our lives? Faith. Believing. You see, that's why it's important to believe God's word. That's why it's important to live by faith. Because the Bible says what gives us access into the grace of God, into the things that God has provided for us, and into the things that He has available for us, is our faith. So let's believe today, and it's simply believing and receiving. Because the things that God has for us is freely available to us. So let's not doubt and do without. Let's believe and receive today. You are highly favored and deeply loved.